Sequestration would be devastating for New York.
Senator Schumer says sequestration would mean some federal job cuts in Buffalo, from civilian workers in the military to Border Patrol. He says cuts would also affect school districts.
They'd even cut food inspectors dealing with our food safety. Eventually, waits at the airport would be longer, things like that. So it's a very bad thing and should be avoided at all costs.
And there's more. Sequestration would also have a severe impact on seniors across Western New York who depend on Meals on Wheels.
So for us, the really scary worst case outcome would be that potentially we could lose funding for about 36,000 meals a year.
Tara Ellis is CEO and president of Meals on Wheels of Western New York. More than 3,500 clients are homebound and depend on meals twice a day.
The challenge for us would be that we already are facing a $400,000 funding gap in 2013. So to compound it with the loss of another $100,000 just becomes such a tremendous burden for an organization like ours.
But according to Schumer, Washington Democrats are working on a plan that they believe could help. Schumer says it would close tax loopholes that should have never been placed in the tax code.
Is right now companies actually get tax breaks when they send jobs overseas. We would end that. Second, oil companies, multi-billion dollar oil companies, get huge subsidies. And the third thing we proposed is instituting something called the Buffett Rule, named after Warren Buffett, who made the statement that he paid taxes at a lower rate than his secretary.
Schumer says when lawmakers ended the fiscal cliff, they should have ended sequestration permanently. And he admits lawmakers can't keep bouncing from crisis to crisis. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.